Hey there, everyone. A very warm welcome to what is the 20th episode of Emma's House Music, your brief monthly guide to what's new and notable in indie pop. Among the 6 new tracks that we have picked for you today, we've got a few usual suspects, that is, bands that we have played before, plus there's the familiar feature of our track from way back at the very end of the show. Let's begin with something new that could be considered just a little bit outside of our own comfort zone. Bug Eye are a London disco punk quartet who were around in the late 90s and reformed 5 years ago. Since then, they made themselves heard with the occasional single, and now they've written a proper hit record that will hopefully get them lots and lots of airplay and attention. It's called Don't Stop. And this is what it sounds like. Here's Bug Eye. Don't Stop by Bug Eye. This is officially out as a digital single on the 28th of February via Reckless Yes Records. The band embark on a short UK tour coinciding with the release. You can find the dates on their Bandcamp or Facebook page, and have the release of their debut album planned for later this year. And we're off to Melbourne, whose very own Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever are one of the most prolific bands among the unbelievably rich Australian pop scene. They ruled 2018 with their monumental debut, Hope Downs. Had a bit of a quieter last year with only one okay-ish single. But now they're back with their first offering of 2020 and a welcome return to the sound we all love them for. Here's Rolling Blackout CF with Cars in Space.
Thank you.
That's Cars in Space, the new single by Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever, out now on Sub Pop. Let's hope we'll hear more from them in the course of this year. One thing we do know already is that the band are set to return to Europe for festival dates in May and June. What's next? A relatively new band from Philadelphia is next. They're called Glady, and at their core is a collaboration between two well-known musicians of the Philly music scene. Augusta Koch, better known for her lead part in the deceased band Cayetana, and Matt Schimmelfennig of Three Man Cannon. Glady will release their first album, Safe Sins, at the end of this month, and coming up we have the first track of it. It's a little more laid back and varied than Cayetana's straightforward rock, which of course has our unlimited consent. Here's Glady with A Pace Far Different.
Thank you.
That was A Pace Far Different by Glady. The album is called Safe Sins and is out on the 28th of February via Lame O Records. Coming up, we've got Honey Cut, two words and a double T, the band of a Boston-based songwriter called Kaylee Honeycutt, that's one word with a double T, whose music is self-described as indie rock with surf sensibilities. Honeycutt has been putting out music since 2017, and next month we'll see the release of her debut LP Coasting on K9 Records. Off that album, the next song you're going to hear is called Suburban Dream. That's been out as a single since sometime last year, but it's on the album, so I guess it can still count as reasonably new. Here's Honey Cut.
I'm a suburban dream. I am an expectation. Everywhere and some tank tops, and I trim my trees. I'm a suburban dream. I am a sun.
Suburban Dream by Honey Cut, a song that you can find on the album Coasting that's out in March. The last two new songs for today come from bands you will have heard of, at least if you're a regular listener to this show. First up, out of Glasgow, Scotland, we have Spinning Coin. It's not been a long time since we played a track from the Pastels Protégé's last single. This show is being recorded on the eve of Spinning Coin releasing their new LP Hyacinth. And we're happy to report that the band have managed to deal with that difficult second album challenge in an admirably effortless way, coming up with something that has even more moments of greatness than its predecessor, Permo. But what it also has is a couple of simpler, more straightforward songs, and this is what I find astonishing, because there's a pattern where bands who do their second album tend to underscore the mastery of their songwriting ambition by cramming ideas for about 15 different tracks into just one song. No such nonsense with Spinning Coin. Here's our favorite track from the new album. This is Laughing Ways.
Thank you.
Laughing Ways there of Hyacinth. The new Spinning Coin album, which is out this Friday on Domino Records. And with this, we're on to the last new track of today's show already. Storefront, the New York quintet featuring Peggy Wang from The Pains of Being Pure at Heart on bass, were on one of the first episodes of Emma's House Music with their wonderful debut track, Go For Broke. It has taken some time for them to get to the stage of a first EP, but this finally came out last Friday. It's a 5-track digital self-release called Task, and you have no idea how often the song to be played next has been changed in the last days. It's just such a perfect record that as yet it's impossible for me to pick a favorite. In the end, I threw a dice, was lucky it didn't show 6. And coming up for your listening enjoyment is song number 3. This is Storefront and You Gave Me. Storefront's highly recommended debut EP Task, that was You Gave Me, at the throw of a dice, as it were. Which brings us to the close of this episode with our track from way back, which is usually chosen just as randomly as throwing a dice, but never without a subsequently constructed reason, which is for today that last week I passed a venue in a town I used to live in, but left 15 years ago. Driving past, I remembered the last show I saw at that venue because it was one of the best I've seen in my life. The ever-perseverant David Gatch and the Wedding Present. So for today, I'm going to leave you with the very song that got stuck in my head when driving by that place. And that's the Wedding Present's Convertible. Thank you so much for taking an interest. We hope you've enjoyed the show and will be back with us next month. If you want to get in touch in the meantime, please leave a comment on the blog, emmas-housemusic.de, say hi on our Mixcloud page, or tweet us at emmas_house. Thanks again. Please support the artists and labels featured on the show by buying their stuff. And, you know, be nice.
You know that I can make you very happy. I warn you now that he will call. Sure, it's the tribe. He talks so much crap. He never means what he says at all.